number in item 6, PR 2021-5573, site plan SI 2021-1482 for Netflix Studios at University Boulevard between Eastman and Mesa del Sol. And Decker Parrish Sabatini is the agent on this piece. Mr. Gleason, go ahead and introduce yourself for the record.
Good morning, Chair Wilfley. Will Gleason, 7601 Jefferson Street Northeast, Decker Parrish Sabatini. And I swear to tell.
Go ahead. You swear to tell the truth?
I swear to tell the truth.
Okay, somehow you cut off. Perfect. Yeah, go ahead and give us an update, Mr. Gleason.
Glad to, Chair Wilfley. We're chipping away at the outstanding items for the site plan. We did submit colored elevations last week as requested for the buildings on the site plan east. And we have submitted a request for to ZHE for a variance on the articulation of the wall so that we can design for a 50-foot increment versus a 30-foot increment. So that was submitted this week. And then there's just a few outstanding items. We're still looking to get the solid waste signature. The alternative landscape plan, I believe, is still under review. And then I think we're down to a very few items in terms of addressing level B comments, EPC conditions, and signage on the site. So I think we're, it's a manageable number of items. And of course, this is all contingent upon the plat approval. So we're just working in tandem with PHI to get everything resolved. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for that update. I'm having my own sunshade analysis going on here this morning in my office as the sun changes in the sky. So excellent. And so, and I think as we've discussed before, that ZHE variance does not need to be tied to your site plan. So I think you know that already. Let's go ahead and see if there's any member of the public that wishes to speak on item 6, which is the site plan for Netflix Campus East. And if you'll raise your hand in Zoom or speak up from unmuting, or press star 9 if you're on the phone. Okay, I'm not seeing anyone. Let's go to Water Authority for any additional comments that may pertain to the site plan.
Madam Chair, this is Blaine Carr for the Water Authority. I think just regarding the site plan, I would just point out that the sharing of the private sewer services is the main issue. I think you guys are aware of that. So if you want to discuss that, we'd be happy to as well. Will, if you want to join us for our infrastructure list discussion on water and sewer, I'll be happy to have you. Thanks.
All right. Let's go to code enforcement.
Robert Webb, code enforcement. We have no additional comments or objections at this time.
Parks and Rec.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. No additional comments.
Hydrology.
Ernest Tamiho, hydrology. No comments or objections.
Transportation.
Jean Wolfenberger with transportation. I mainly just had some minor comments left. Most of my previous ones had been addressed. That there was a turning template design that was recently submitted on Friday, and it looks like there might need to be some minor adjustments to the curb radii as I see overlaps throughout the site plan. That's one of the more major comments I have in my list. And then just showing the clear site triangles along Eastman according to intersection site distance per DPM requirements on both the site plan and landscaping plan. Also, it looks like with some curves near stages 10 and 11, just southwest of that area, it looks like we also need to add some clear site triangles in there to make sure that travel through there is safe. So that's most of what I had there. Other than that, I just had some comments on just minor dimensioning. I went into some detail on that throughout the site. And then just another note that when you have a stop sign, also include a stop a stop bar before before a crosswalk. That's all I had.
All right, I see Mr. Gleason shaking his head. Yes, he's got all that. All right, let's go to planning.
So this is Maggie Gould. We had the VPC conditions are met, which I believe has happened.
Ms. Gould, you froze up for a minute, so maybe start at the beginning.
Okay. So this is Maggie Gould. So we had basically just cleanup comments at this point. So, providing solid waste and all the other appropriate signatures before final planning sign off. We had asked for colored building elevations, which the applicant has provided. So looking at, again, the what the project will actually look like on the ground. And that's been provided. And then the only thing we have outstanding is the alternative landscape plan, and that's on the city to finish review of. And I believe that is something that we can take delegation on once everything else is in once all those other ducks are in a row.
Okay, that sounds great. And I just want to add, Mr. Gleason, like we did work on site plan north regarding the wall. There was addition to the note that there's like a diagram of the wall, and there's a note about it being 10 feet. And we, on the other site plan, we wanted to add to that note that at the entries, at any entries, it needed to be reduced by 1 foot. In accordance with the Level B master plan. So if you could do the same thing on this site plan.
Madam Chair, can I ask for clarification on that? Because I'm, and I know that was a comment that was with the site plan north, and it was reduced to, I believe, 9 feet, 6 inches. But I'm a little unclear as to the logic of that 6-inch reduction in the height of the wall at the entry.
I think the logic was debated when the plan was approved. And so the plan, and I can go pull it, I have it just sitting over there, but that note is from the plan, and I think we've given the reference page. So that's where this is coming from, not something that we're asking for, but something that those people who designed Mesa del Sol asked for. It sounds like that's creating a problem.
Madam Chair, this is Will Gleason. And by the plan, just as point of clarification, by the plan, you mean the Mesa del Sol Level B plan has right. That requirement for 9 feet, 6 inches, I believe is the
right.
Height there.
So your firm provided the reference in the Level B plan that allows for the 10-foot wall. And that same reference calls for the wall to be reduced a half foot at entrances. I think that's in order to help accent or punctuate the entrances. So it's kind of like, welcome, come in. This is where you come in. And that logic can be debated, but the plan itself is what it is. And my recollection was it was shall language, but we can look at that if we need to, but that's where it's all coming from.
Madam Chair, this is Will Gleason. Can we please review that again? Because after last week's hearing, a few of the folks on the design side said, why are we doing that? And that it's not quite in keeping with their overall intent of the design. So just conveying that, but I understand it's like you're following what is in the Level B, and let's see if we can figure out a way to resolve this.
Okay. I think that sounds like a good idea. I'm sure the sun will not change course over this provision, but let's try to find a good resolution. But that's where we're coming from. So, so just take that under advisement then. And like I said, the variation in the wall, that if that is approved by the ZHE, then that can be dealt with at your building permit stage. So, all right. So do you want to stay with your partner there and defer to 1117?
Madam Chair, this is Will Gleason. Yes, let's defer one more time, and we will really work to get everything crossed off the list, and hopefully November 17th we can come back and request approval.
Okay. That sounds promising. All right. Is there a motion to defer item 6 to November 17th?
Lane Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Dean Wolfenbarger with Transportation, I second.
Thank you. Mr. Beluskowitz, did you have a comment?
This is Mike Beluskowitz with Bohannon Houston. The only comment I was wanting to include, just for the record, was the potential of meeting on the 17th. The hope, I think, would be that the site plan could follow suit similar to the north, and we get approved with delegation, knowing obviously that the plat would have to be recorded, but just to get us out of what I like to call DRB land.
Okay, right. Got
Thanks.
It. So we've got a motion and a second for deferral of item 6 to November 17th. Now I need the DRB members to vote.
Lane Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Robert Webb, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Joe Somerville, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item 6, PR 2021-5573, and site plan SI 2021-1482 to November 17th.